KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 86, winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear for our football Friday night with a low around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In an update to our report Thursday morning, the Cass County Sheriff's Office Thursday afternoon said one person was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following a collision west of Lewis near the Cass-Pottawatomie County line. Authorities say just after 8 a.m. Thursday, deputies responded to the scene at the intersection of White Pole Road and 542nd Street. Shaylee Marshall Ulick Howard of Glenwood was eastbound on White Pole Road and driving a 2011 Jeep Patriot. Anita Marie Riley of Griswold was driving a Ford F-150 pickup. She had stopped at the stop sign with 542nd Street. Riley failed to see the oncoming traffic and pulled onto White Pole Road and attempting to go east when her pickup was struck by Howard's SUV. Howard was taken to the hospital in Omaha for treatment. Riley refused medical treatment at the scene. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, Cass County EMS, along with the Lewis and Griswold Fire Departments. The Cass County Auditor's Office reports two candidates have filed nomination papers for two seats on the Griswold City Council. Jim Ridlin and Kurt Underwood, both of Griswold, filed to have their names on the ballot for the November 2nd city and school elections. The two seats that are open are currently held by Julie Adams and Carol Preston, and their terms will expire December 31st, 2012. You can see all the list of candidates who have run for, put their names in for nomination for city offices, that is, in Cass County, in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Cass Health is partnering with local schools to offer influenza vaccinations to area students. Students can get their flu shots at school from Cass Health on the following dates: the CAM Community School District, October 18th, Atlantic High School and Atlantic Middle School, both on October 19th, and the Griswold Middle School, or Community School District, that is, at October 20th. Parents and guardians should receive the required consent forms and information from their student's school district. All completed consent forms are due back to the schools no later than October 1st. Consents will not be accepted after October 1st, and incomplete consent forms will not be processed, and the student will not be immunized if that's the case. Any questions regarding school influenza vaccination clinics can be directed to your school or the Atlantic Medical Center's immunization room at 712-250-8122. Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall reminds property owners in the county that the first half of real estate and mobile home taxes are now due. You can go online to pay your taxes at iowatreasurers.org. Marshall says, "We accept credit and debit cards with a convenience fee. Deadline for payments without penalty is Thursday, September 30th. The owner of a Western Iowa welding and metal fabricating company, along with several others, have teamed up to sponsor an event this Saturday in Cass County to mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Dwayne Wyrick, who owns Wyrick Welding Plus in Lewis, says his role in the event was the creation of an 8x20-foot custom metal We the People Wall of American History with individual cutout metal pieces that will be bolted to the wall.
All the way from George Washington all the way up to our current people on the wall, there's history of agriculture, history of transportation. There's sports and entertainment icons on there, presidents, and on top is a bald eagle holding a bronze cutout of the preamble to the Constitution.
You said there are 91 separate pieces that make up the characters on the wall.
25 are people that you could put a name to if you can recognize them.
This isn't the first time he's used his metalworking skills to make such a memorable project.
I started on a project back in January to make a wall of history with American Eagle on it to take to a art show in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the same place I took an eagle 5 years ago. And this is projects like a lot of projects that I've worked on. It keeps growing. It starts out small and gets bigger and bigger.
He says the first eagle he made was completely out of scrap iron.
Making something out of nothing, I enjoy. This project has been a little different than that. I mean, there's not a lot of scrap iron on it, but there's a lot of metal parts and a lot of components that takes a lot of thinking to get it figured out. And that's what I like is, you know, figuring out how you're going to do it and this and that. And the end goal in mind is have something that's worth some money for one thing and worth showing for another.
Wyrick said he and a friend decided to incorporate the project into the 9/11 event. The Lewis Celebration and Freedom Rock Committees got involved with the plan as well. The wall will be on display at Wyrick Welding in Lewis from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Saturday.
and will include a free light lunch for current first responders, law enforcement, and veterans. A public lunch will be for your free will offering. On Sunday, WIREC will transport the 5,000-pound patriotic wall to Grand Rapids, Michigan, where it was entered into the art contest, Art Prize.
The first year I was up there 5 years ago, there was 1,500 entries. This year, there's like just shy of 1,000. Quite a bit of prize money involved. Art is a big thing up there, so I'm excited to be there. And one thing I'm really excited about is I got an email from the Gerald Ford Presidential Museum, wanted to do this project there. And so I was pretty tickled because that's the best place to be in Grand Rapids.
He said the wall will be one of the largest objects on display and to be voted on and then sold through an online auction. And finally in the news, sheriff's deputies in Page County have arrested a woman on a warrant for failure to appear for her pretrial conference. 49-year-old Sean Carlene Beard of Lenox was arrested Thursday at the Page County Courthouse in Clarinda. She was unable to post a $25,000 bond and was being held in the Page County Jail pending further court appearances. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.